Concentration dans vos champs. La sangha est invitée à retourner à sa respiration. Ainsi, notre énergie collective de pleine conscience rassemblera en un organisme, coulant comme une rivière sans plus aucune séparation. Laissons la sangha tout entière respirer comme un seul corps. Chantez comme un seul corps. Écoutez comme un seul corps. Et transcendez les frontières d'un soi illusoire, nous libérant ainsi du complexe de supériorité, d'infériorité et d'égalité.
Never read. dear Sangha. Today is the 13th of January 2011. We are in the Dharma Cloud Temple, Upper Mlet, Plum Village. This morning, at the sitting meditation in Upper Mlet, people read the touching of the earth, a kind of dialogue with the Buddha concerning about our mindfulness on eating. We eat in a way that they must have happiness during our eating, during our meal. And also, with a deep look, we can feel that we have a lot of compassion while we eat. First of all, we read the text in English, and then Thai Pham Duong read in Vietnamese. And two texts are quite different. And I have the impression that the Vietnamese text is much better. Of course, because I wrote in Vietnamese. And we translate into English. So before eating, we wish people to have appetite, good appetite. And before going to sleep, we also said that please sleep well. And in French, they also said that good night. And Vietnamese, they said that please have a sweet, delicious sleep. Ngon means delicious sleep. When we do walking meditation, we also can wish people have a delicious walk. When you do sitting meditation, we can have a delicious sitting meditation. In Vietnamese, the word ngon is always go with healthy. Ngon is delicious, but delicious goes always together with the word healthy. So the delicious food must be healthy food. And so we will have delicious moon, we have delicious food, is in order to have more strength, more good health. But if you eat delicious but it's destroyed, our body and our mind is not good. So in our life, we must live in a way that during sitting meditation, this meditation must be good, healthy. We can enjoy the moment of healthy, good. We wish you good sitting meditation, something delicious, but sometimes it's very good sitting meditation. you sit and you feel relaxed and you follow your breath, and then you use your breath in order to harmonize your body and your mind, so that the moment of our body and mind will be good. If during the sitting meditation you don't enjoy that wonderful moment, and it's a waste, because sitting meditation is a kind of consumption. You consume deliciously the sit. If you don't feel happy, you don't feel good enough, delicious enough, you have to inquire to those who practice long time and request, can you help me? How I can taste deliciously the moment where I sit? And so, our practice center, when you come to this practice center, you must have that right to consume a relaxing, very good sitting. That is your right to obtain such wonderful, relaxing sitting. So like you prepare a meal, you have to prepare with art, delicious, healthy, but in a way that people really enjoy, body and mind, like you enjoy a beautiful, healthy, wonderful artwork. And it's the same for our sitting, the same for our walking, the same for when we eat, when we do everything. Everything must be an artwork. Eating is just only, not only just a nutritious element for our body, but it's also nutritious for our mind too. You must have happy during you have breakfast, happiness during the time when you have lunch, happiness when you have dinner. And in Plum Village, we share to you the way to eat deeply in the way that you really enjoy everything during you eat. The atmosphere, the friendship, the care, and so on. So before eating, we see two red chili pepper, and then you say that it's very appealing. But you look deeper, and maybe it's affect my intestine, my colon. So maybe it's delicious, but not healthy. Yeah. Something is could be delicious but not healthy, so we have to be very careful and to prepare so that healthy is okay, but healthy is not delicious, it's not good either. So you have to do both. So before eating, it's also you have to look deeper, and eating is a practice too. The practice must be nourishing us and nourishing our body, but more nourishing our mind. So we have to be present for yourself, present for the food, present for people around you. And so we are determined that we eat in a way that we feel very relaxed. If you eat, but you are bound by 100 strings of worries, anger, irritation, stressful, preparing this project and other projects, so you have 100 strings who bind you to 100 direction. So your food will be empty with nothing. So you have to plan properly so that you decide that this moment is a moment of practice. I have to let go of all my worries and anxiety, judging, and really see if things is not very tasty at our way. You look deeper and you see the love, the care of people. And so you eat in a way that there is relax, there is brotherhood, sisterhood. You can see the brotherhood and the sisterhood around the table. In the Zen door, you can see that Zen is a kind of food. Dhyana, Zen is the Sanskrit word for Zen. Zen is Japanese word. So Zen is also eating. We have to use the practice of Jan, the practice offered by the Buddha, like a kind of food. So any practice must be a kind of food. Walking is like a delicious food. Eat is delicious food. Sitting, delicious food. Working meditation is also delicious food. So, but if you sit and you look, you lock yourself into the cave of yourself, then you are like, you are not present with people around. It's not the practice, the correct way offered by the Buddha. So eating is a practice. Eating, sit in a relaxing way. Sit in a joyful, relaxing, very present at that very moment, and offer the sisterhood, the brotherhood among those who sit around us, even we are not siblings from the same blood family, but we feel really there is a deep connection. Those who come here just for practicing, not just searching for fame, for money, for nothing. So they come here for searching for deep practice of happiness, of beauty, of peace. So they start sisterhood, brotherhood among ourselves. So when the clock, the gym ring, play kind of music every 15 minutes, everybody try to stop, listen to the ringing, the singing of the clock. So there is a collective stopping, collective looking deeply, listening deeply, a kind of collective mindfulness and a collective awakening of the presence of each other. We are offering our own presence. We are offering our presence really in the Sangha, and all members of the Sangha are offering their own presence. So the clock is like a kind of helping you, helping condition to be in touch with this still positive. Yonisobonas manaskara is mean touching what is still positive. Don't touch things that is not positive, and things that make you angry, worry, stressful. You touch only what is helpful, and we call it yonisobonaskara. And so, there are only a few seconds, but it's awake you. And then you have that atmosphere of being awake, being present, being aware that we are together, we are about to eat. And if you lose the awareness, you are present. If you lose awareness that it is a wonderful moment, that you are still alive, that finally you arrive to this place for practicing together with many hundred people. So I'm very happy that there is a clock in every night dining room of every hamlet. This music have a very meaningful signification, because every house, they may have a clock, but they don't pay attention and they don't enjoy it. And this singing of their clock will not awake them. But here, we practice together. When we hear the clock, we stop. We are awaking from the presence that we are here, alive, in the practice center where everybody practice like me. I breathe in, I calm, I'm aware that I'm here in Plum Village. Breathing out, I'm still here, still present, still aware of many people around me coming here to practice together. And then you do three times like that. And then you are aware of a number of wonderful conditions still available to you. Even any of us have some bad condition, some bad difficulty. However, our practice is to touch with conditions who are still very wonderful in us. And this awareness, and you touch with the collective awareness of Yoniso Manaskara, I mean in touch with what is positive, that you cannot find in any supermarket. You cannot buy in any supermarket. In Germany, in my retreat in Germany last year, there is about 5 little very tiny toddler, just newly born a few weeks, and their mother allowed them to go in the meditation hall, the conference room where I gave Dhamma talk. And then and they allow the baby to be fed by the breast of their mother. They are sucking the breast of their mother. I'm wondering if in the Catholic Church you are allowed to do that so, but in Vietnam not. But here in Plum Village we are allowed. And we allow the mother to come and listen to Thai Dhamma talk, while allow the baby to suck the milk of the mommy. And there is a bell. Everybody, 600, 700 people stop, breathe, calm. And then the baby, the toddler, they don't know what mean a bell. They don't understand what mean mindfulness. But they feel that collective energy of presence, of deep, of peace, of depth. The presence of deep peace of everyone, at least a few seconds when they breathe in and they breathe out. And so the baby, even they don't understand the language, they don't understand what mean a bell, but they feel that there is something very special, very peaceful, very powerful. And so while you are doing sitting meditation, and you are sitting here, you are present, you create a kind of collective awakening, and that energy, that collective energy, calm you. And if you come here, you open your heart and you try to put 100% of what you learn, what the brother or the sister suggests you for the first time, for the second time. If you put 100% of your being in the practice, you will see quite different. So during the meal, or before the meal, we have to organize in such a way that the meal is really a moment of practice that will have ability to nourish, to heal, so that the meal could be very deliciously powerful, peaceful, with brotherhood, sisterhood, awareness. We have many people who are very good on organizing. So we use all these good organizers in order to organize a meal to be wonderful, a dinner to be wonderful, a breakfast to be wonderful, a walking meditation to be wonderful, a sitting will be wonderful. If 500, 600, 1,000 person sit mindfully, breathe mindfully, walk mindfully, it's very powerful. And you contribute your part. You are only a drop of water, but 1,000 drop of water is quite a lot. So 1,000 person walk mindfully, deeply, peacefully, relaxingly, joyfully. You create a kind of river of people walking relaxingly, joyfully, happily. So during eating meditation, we have to let go on your worry, anxiety, thinking, preparing, many other and many judgments and so on. You decide to leave aside. You eat in a way that you have relaxed, very relaxing. If you decide to carry with you all your worries and anxiety, it's no use to do walking meditation. You are walking with the Sangha, you are climbing the hill of the century together with the Sangha, climbing the hill on the direction of happiness, of peace, of awareness, of deep look, of compassion. And then you transform wherever you go, a pure land, a kingdom of God, a heaven of God. Because heaven of God, pure land of the Buddha, is dependent on you. And if somebody can lift you to the heaven of God with, and you carry with you anxiety, worry, anger, irritation, you pollute the kingdom of God and pollute the pure land of the Buddha. So we have you have to train yourself to release, and wherever you are, create that pure land around you, that pure land in you and around you. And then before walking meditation, you sing a song, and then when you sing, is you really practice of the word of the singing of the song, but it's not just to be aware that every word is correct word, but you don't really put into practice is what in the word it proposes. So like when this bell is sound, it's for you to be in touch with the present moment. And so the song is just for you to practice. But the song is not for you to have the good tune, the good music. But you really like it. Here is a pure land, you have to see, say a pure land. I'm blooming like a flower, you have to bloom really. Every cell of your body must be a flower. And so, And if it's here is real pure land, because you really let go on your worries and anxiety, and you decide to establish yourself in the pure land of freedom, of free of affliction, free of worries. You let go on your worries, your anxiety, your affliction, and then you are free. And every step will bring you some joy, other step will give you some happiness. When you breathe in, you feel joy. Breathing in, I feel joy. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. I feel happy. Not a single step that you miss to be happy, to be joy, to be relaxing, to let go your worries, your thinking, your planning, your everything, project. Every step is to bring you to the present moment, to be in touch with your good condition of health, with your ability to walk. Breathe in, calming, breathe out. My step touch the joy. Breathing out, another step. My step touch happiness. Joy and happiness is not just abstracting. I really feel joy, I really feel happiness. You are not forced to do anything. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. We can. This center is propose you to walk like that for you to be more relaxed, more happy. You walk not for arriving anywhere. You walk just for being relaxed, to being happy, to touch your peace, to let go of your worries. That is not auto-suggestion. It's not auto-suggestion, because you have mindfulness. You look deep into yourself, you agree that there are some difficulties, but beside these some difficulties, you have plenty of conditions to be happy and to be joyful. But the fact that the majority of us, when we have one tiny difficulties, our mind are bound totally with the difficulty, and we forget, we reject 99 of our other condition of happiness. And so the practice is to let go. There is one practitioner who wrote to me. Some people asked me to ask the meaning of the calligraphy I wrote, this it at, this is it. What means? Every step. This is every step you touch your joy. This is it. You make another step, you touch so many conditions to make you happy. This is it. The floor is so wonderful. Every little piece of wood is made from bamboo. And then they make this piece of wood. And the brother and have tried their best to put this piece of wood together one by one with love, with care. And when you remember that, how love, how care the monk have done that, they have done in peace, in joy, in harmony. And so, and the whole summer, the whole autumn, our hamlet have no meditation hall. All the Dharma talk have been to give outdoor. And now we have such a wonderful, warm meditation hall. There is also the Dhamma talk under the pine trees. It's also outdoor. It's also wonderful because it's so beautiful too under the pine tree. So with our meditation hall, we are happy. But with the meditation, we are happy. With the meditation hall, we are happy. Without the meditation hall, outdoor, we are also happy. Both. And that joy, that happiness is born from mindfulness, name mindfulness. And so you practice mindfulness in order to have happiness. Li, it's been let go. Li, Shin, he left. You let go, and Shin is when you let go on your link of busyness, a project, a thing. You let go, leave and let go on these things, and then is born joy and happiness. So, Niyam Shinhila, mindfulness is born joyfulness, joyful, and joy and happiness. And then, Shinhila means when you have more concentration, more you have joy and happiness. So you walk in meditation hall, in the meditation hall, in joy, in peace. The afternoon sitting meditation in this hall, I walk slowly, joyfully, outdoor, joyfully. In Vietnam, when I was a novice, I make a round circle. And here I make a round, it's about 100 steps. Each step can give me joy. Every step can give me happiness. And everybody do the same. So when we have 100 person who step like that, we have 100 collective happiness. And then make the room of hall of meditation happiness, happy. And when we are, when we finish it, sitting meditation, we put our coat and we go out and the air is fresher, it's more delicious. So inside is delicious, outside is also delicious. And the path with many tires, many brothers have tried their best, their love, to put on that path. And many sisters from Low Hamlet and New Hamlet, they also come and put their heart in the tiling. And so they, in this path, there are brotherhood, there are sisterhood. So you see that, oh, this tired, maybe from that brother. Oh, the other guy from that sister. Oh, they are love, they are care. So when I walk like that, I'm very happy. Every step, I produce some joy. Every step, I produce some happiness. Breathing in, I am joyful. Breathing out, I am happy. every step I'm walking in joy, in happiness. And that means this is it. It means what you are trying to search for. You search for enlightenment, for become a Buddha. This is it. At that very moment. In Vietnamese, you say that na day na. Tiếng Trung là rửa đó. Quế, rửa đó.
Tiếng Trung là
rửa đó.
Đỏ đỏ tê.
Đỏ đỏ tê. Đỏ đỏ tê. Rửa. Is because we have some a little bit dialect of North, South, and Central Vietnam. So they say that in Central Vietnam, đó đó tê, and in South Vietnam, nó đây nè. And in French, c'est ça. In North Vietnam, đấy, nó đây. The things that we are searching for. And we thought that it takes time, it takes year in order to get it. But we get right. Every step. That is Nibbana. That is the heaven of God. That is brotherhood. That is sisterhood. That is joy. That is peace. That is brotherhood, sisterhood. That is that blessing, that fulfillment. This is it. Michael Jackson, before dying, he make a CD name entitled "This Is It," but he have no right, no time to present it, and then he passed away. So people print it out. They spread around. Maybe my Jackson is sitting here. We all are Michael Jackson, practicing this is it. We are sitting here, this is it. So wonderful, this is it. So now we have to learn the sutra. Because until we are now, it's only this is it. Thousands of people are watching us around the world. So wonderful. The verse number 17. We try to cut the attachment, letting go, the passion, so the river of attachment cannot flow. And we can see the root of the attachment. So, đoạn ái means cutting the attached passion. Then the attached passion. And it means eliminate that attachment, that craving, and let the river of craving is emptied. So the river of attachment the river of attachment we cannot flow come drier and drier, and then there is a river. The poem said that Shanghai, the river of attachment of craving are very long. So I bomb mean the root, the nature of our craving is we have to look deep in order to see what kind of the aim that we are craving. This could be fame, this could be money, could be power, this could be sex, could be good food but not healthy. This could be tasty but not healthy. This could be a lot of money, wealth. This could be sex, money, sex, fame, not healthy food, and sleep in a drowning way. So people used to think that is their happiness. But if you look deeper and you see that in each of these things is contained a lot of suffering, a lot of accident may happen. If you go in that direction, enjoy in that direction, it could have many accidents who can destroy your life. So we, you look deep into the nature of only craving, you see the nature of that is only can bring you to unhappiness, to trouble, to accident. When you see the root of that, and then you will see that it's danger. And usually in many texts of the Buddha, he used to illustrate it by the danger of the hook they put in the fishing stick where the fishmen throw in the river, and the fish have seen that it's so appealing. That kind of food is so appealing. And the fish don't know that when they start to eat that hook, catch that, they are hooked, and then they are taken out of the water and to be killed. And so be aware that many danger like a hook for the fish. So sometimes it's appealing to have a lot of money like that, a lot of fame like that, but this could be a very big hook who can destroy your happiness. So in Buddhism, the Buddha said that happiness is something is true, but happiness only have when there is understanding and there is love. Like we carry a torch against the wind and the fire will burn us. And so the little bird is hoping, catching some food, but the big bird is coming who want to eat that food, and if the little bird do not drop the food, the little bird will be killed. by the big bird. And so it's the same for us. Sometimes we try to run after that craving of food, money, sex, and so on. This can bring you a lot of danger, a lot of accident, a lot of catastrophe. So you can see the nature of such craving, and you arrive to the cessation of the suffering. Verses number 18. Vô thân diệt kỳ tưởng mình. You see the nature of the non-self. Thân here is thân kiến. It means that the notion, the narrowness of the notion that we have. I think we have a narrow notion about ourselves. We think that this self, this body, this mind is mine. And that is a very superficial way to see yourself. Thinking, it means you are an idea about your body and your mind. You have an idea about yourself. However, it's too superficial. You try to train to look deeper. Buông bỏ đường ý niệm về ngã. It means drop out your notion about yourself, your so-called self, according to your definition and your limited view. Sat kaya triste. Satsumin. That is your notion about yourself. So your thân, it means you have done sick to that notion. And you can see the nature of that notion about yourself. You can see deeper, you can see it's larger, it can be more profound of that you call yourself. And if you can drop your notion about yourself, that so-called self of you, you can drop that perception, that notion about that self. And then you can transform, you can remove that wrong notion about yourself, and then your affliction will be gone. So this thumb there is mean suffering. It's a very old word, ancient word, in a very old literature. But they also mean feeling. They mean also vedana, feeling. And on patriarch used, on the teacher used to say that tathikho, it means feeling, it's suffering. So feeling is suffering. So chư thống means on the feeling. If you can see the true nature of yourself, and you can remove the wrong perception about yourself, and then on your feeling will be happy, will be released, will be cool. That is nibbana, because your feeling is suffering. But because you don't see the true self, you only see the superficial self, you have a notion, very wrong notion, wrong perception about self, and that you suffer. But when you see the true nature of yourself, and then you are cool, all your feeling will be cool. When on the samskara, on the formation is mean things which have many conditions for them to form. So formation could be mental formation, is your state of mind, happiness, anger, worries, depressed, that is formation, mental formation. So on your mental formation, agitate mental formation will be gone if you are up, down, suffering, because you are so stuck to what is exists, it doesn't exist, it's there, it's lost, etc. So you are too sticky to your wrong notion, wrong perception about yourself, about the situation, and you are so ignorant, and so you suffer. So you think that only state of mind is true, is permanent, is this wrong perception is true, is permanent, but you don't know that it's impermanent, it changed. Yesterday is like that, but 1 hour later is different, 2 hours later is different, and you yourself too. And so you think that things is like that, immobile, rigid. Bad is bad forever, good is good forever, no? That is a wrong perception about reality. And then you put the fault to others, and because you see things in a very permanent way, rigid way, and then you suffer. You think that you love somebody is rigid internally, but if that love is with misperception, with injustice, the love will no longer be love. It's the same for if that love is fit with good thing, and the love is with stronger and stronger and more profound. And so your mental formation is like that. It looks like impermanent, but in the impermanence of the formation, your mental formation, you nourish it in order to be stronger and more powerful and more good. If it's positive, and if it's negative formation, you look deeper, you see the root, you undo the difficulty, and then your negative formation will be gone. And so when you see in the smoothing way, impermanent, flowing way like that, and then you are not rigid, you are not stick to that immobile perception, and then you see that only thing a notion, and the notion is impermanent, changing in the less good into very good, or in the good into bad. It depends on you see things flowing, and you know how to nourish, to feed, to propose, to organize, so that become more and more peaceful, more and more profound, more and more growing in the better direction, who make you cool, happy, peaceful. So this gyata do not finish that. There's one more line. I think that there's 6 line. So the number of is mean be 6 line. So the number 19 start at the third line of the number 12. So you have to correct. The 18 verses have 6 lines instead of 4 like usual. Như thật tri thứ giả, the number first, the first line of the 19, but it belongs to the 19. Those who can see things like that as it. things like it is.
Those who really understand this,
Như Thật is mean really, really. You can really understand it. Those who really Thật, really understand this, he or she will cross the border of suffering. Cross over the border of suffering. So then the verse number 20 starts at the third line of the 19. If you see things really like that, the suffering will become coolness. Even we are in a very down situation, you will still keep your mind very fresh, empty, peaceful. The nature of all the formation, the nature, the up, the down of your the formation will not touch you, and you are unshakable. And you are free, you are light, and you have peace, and you have Nibbana. At that moment, on the hand, on the formation, on the formation will not disturb you. They will not disturb you. And your perception, your wrong perception about them, and no longer can disturb you. I repeat, we can see really the truth of no self, and then you can remove on this root, and then on the feeling of suffering will become very cool, very fresh. And at that moment, on the formation, stop to formation up down will not disturb you. And on your wrong perception, who will not touch you. Those who know really deeply things like that, these people are unshakable and can go out of their suffering. The verse number 19, Tu Đồng Thư Thất Tỉnh. We are living in the situation we call dhamma. It means agitate, disturb. We are living in the agitate condition. But if your mind is empty, not attached by anything, if your mind is really empty, not attached by anything, now empty. Emptiness is very empty. There's nothing inside. There's nothing inside. Like the bamboo stick. Usually in Asian people illustrate the bamboo like a hero. Because the hero inside, they don't keep retaliation, anger, judgment. The bamboo stick is very empty inside. The hero is very empty inside of judgment, of up, of down. And even the world is up, down, disturbed, agitated, your empty mind will keep you unshakable. You have a deep peace, and peace is every step, peace is every breath. Even in the agitated condition, but if your mind is empty, nothing can shake you. You will not run after anything. You are not caught by agitated joy, by agitated happiness, agitated superficial happiness. When we have a number of suffering inside of you, you search for something joyful in order to cover your suffering. Listening, you are, you're already in the situation of very, very. You are in the, you are having a woman dancing together with you. And in that atmosphere, in the atmosphere of music or atmosphere, and you think that this can cover your suffering. You suffer, you don't try to look deep and to go up your suffering. You go to a dancing club and you dance with a woman or with a man, and you forget your suffering. Try to cover your suffering by this drowning atmosphere in order to forget, but it may be very, very dangerous for you. The main point is to empty your mind, not to have any link of suffering, any worries, any anxiety. You are really feel fresh, letting go, peaceful, and you enter into that world of agitated world. You have lightness in your heart, coolness in your heart, compassion in your heart. You feel great, and even people are agitated, you only feel compassionate. You only feel in which way you can help, and which way maybe would not help, but this cause damage. So you are in control of the situation, and you know what to do and not what to do, what to not do.